From KXEI in Tucson, this is Research Matters. This is a program where we hang out with our friends from the University of Arizona to find out what they're researching. My name is Bridget Thumb, and I'm joined in the studio with a senior who is majoring in pharmaceutical sciences. Welcome to Research Matters, Ines Studer.
Hi.
What are you doing in pharmaceutical science? You got a lab?
Yeah, so I work in Dr. Xinchen Ding's lab, taking a look at the formation of naphthalene DNA adducts in mice, but also in human samples from firefighters.
Okay, what's a naphthalene DNA adduct?
Yeah, so naphthalene itself, it's a carcinogen, so you'll find it present in mothballs, so basically whatever's in your grandma's closet, but it's also in car exhaust. So this will expose transportation workers, but then you'll also find it in fire smoke. So what we're interested in specifically is the fire smoke aspect and its application to firefighters. So the way that it works is naphthalene metabolites, they're really reactive. And so this will just go ahead and bind to your DNA and form mutations there.
So you're looking at firefighter DNA?
Eventually, yes.
Wow. Okay, so that's a later stage. What stage are you at right now?
We're looking at exposed mice. They're either exposed IP, so they'll get an injection of it, or they're exposed inhalation, so they'll be breathing it in for a couple hours. So we know the dose that they receive. And then we'll go ahead and collect some samples and then look at the mutations that occurred and see the effects there. First, you need to understand the mechanism of how this is a carcinogen, so you need to prove that it can do this. First in mice, and then you want to go ahead and look at the firefighter samples to prove that this is actually occurring with them, that they are actually exposed and that this is a potential cancer risk.
That sounds like a really good plan. What about your plans? You're a senior.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen after you graduate?
I'll take a gap year. I'm planning to continue working in the same lab, so I'll be working as a research technician now, and during this time I'm planning to apply to PhD programs, so I eventually want to pursue a PhD in pharmacology and toxicology, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm sure it's going to go great. I love the idea of doing that gap year to kind of like take your time and not be in a hurry, but then also have that consistency, that continuity of community in the lab.
Exactly. It's a lot of school though too to take on, so I'd like to have a little break before taking on another 5+ years.
Right? It's a lot.
A lot.
You've been listening to Research Matters, where we've been talking with Ines Studer. Thank you so much for coming to the radio station today.
Thank you for having me.
Research Matters is produced at KXCI Tucson, thanks to generous listener support from folks just like you. To hear more episodes, you can visit the program page at kxci.org. Thank you.